Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hi, this is Tinu.
Hi, Tinu, how are you?
I am fine.
glad to have you on again.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Tinu, do me a favor. I know who you are. You're a model all around the world. And I forgot, is it 12 different languages that you speak, or is it, I forgot how many. I know it's a lot of them.
It's around six, seven, actually.
Okay. I don't know where I get 12 from. But do me a favor, introduce yourself to my listeners.
My name is Tinu. Well, my friends call me Jane of all trades because God knows I put my hands in a lot of pie. Modeling, writing a book, I mean music, and now organizing the first ever American Pole Fitness Championships in America. First time for men and women competing for the title for vertical fitness on a pole, which is basically similar to Cirque du Soleil, acrobat, gymnastics, you know, upper body strength stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, explain to me and my listeners, how did this all, how did this event all come about, and, you know, how did you get this all situated?
Well, I got into the pole scene when I did my first video off my second album last year, April, where we, you know, we just thought about the idea, you know, the title is Wild Things, oh, you know, such a sexy title, let's have some poles in this video. And, I mean, it went from a naughty thought into something serious. And when I started to learn about the fitness program, I fell in love with it. It was just like an addiction. And I just felt like, this thing can be on a grander scale. Why not put together something that will become like the NBA of pole fitness? And that was basically how it started. It just, you know, the industry was very underrated. A lot of people didn't know about it. It wasn't well promoted. It was just a sleeper. And I felt like I had the resources, I had a connection, I had everything to get it known in the bright light, in the right light. People can know about it, push into the Olympics further with the help of a lady in London. So, you know, that's how pretty much how it started. And people love it. I mean, we've done a major, major important show on a historical park here in America, in New York, as a matter of fact, Union Square. We had one last week or so, and we had coverage all around the world about it. I mean, you know, some people call it pole dancing, but okay, maybe that's the common way to call it for now, pole dance, you know. But, I mean, nobody ever thought they would see pole dancing on a New York park, you know, where it was backed by the city, approved by the city board. It was a big deal. You know, it made the news, and it was nice to see and hear people talk about it, you know, when reporters were asking them what do they think about this industry, the sport, the fitness thing, you know, and their feedback. And it was very positive because I think that was eavesdropping on some of the interviews being done on the street, on the square there. And it gave me a good feeling and a good push to keep on doing what I do. Because people, it was well received. It was very well received. And now this weekend is the Grand de la Grande. People are flying in from around the country, all around the world, as a matter of fact, to come and watch it, and from around the country to come and compete to go for the first championship, to be the first champion, first American champion in America. And that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big sport. It's a big sport, yes.
Right. Yeah. And How do you feel that the impact that the event has gotten, like how many people have reached, and that they're so interested that they're coming out to see this?
Well, people are bringing kids. How's that? People are bringing kids. I mean, the youngest kids that I have confirmed on our list right now is 7 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, he does it with his father. And, yeah, and we're actually doing a little story on him in our magazine to highlight his budding career in pole. And on the event we had on the park in Union Square, the guy who stole the show was a two-year-old little boy.
Wow.
He was pole dancing with his mother. The mother had one pole, and he had his own. He did the floor work, he did the hand gesture, he did everything. He did the little invert, you know, I mean, it was just so cute. So, yes, It's open to everybody. You know, some other shows exist in America. They're little, they're smaller. They're for girls only or women only, and there was a guy or two here and there. But nothing like a grand scale championship for men and women. It's the first ever, and they do not allow anybody younger than 21. So, you know, and ours is open because it is a gymnastics at the end of the day. It is gymnastics on a vertical pole. So if kids can do it in China, I mean, they're farming them in the backyard. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
If kids can do it in China, why not American kids?
That's right.
I mean, in the future, another 10 years now, it'll be the Olympics, and the Chinese will be whipping our butts in the Olympics in this game, and we'll be wondering how and why.
Mm.
Because we never allow our kids to get into it.
Right.
Yeah, so now times are changing. People are starting to be aware. I mean, I know parents who are, like, bringing their kids to school, to class, and say, hey, teach my little girl how to pole dance. I want her to start having the flexibility now. Because why? They see the future. What if it gets into the Olympics? What if? At least your little girl will be ready.
That's right.
To compete. You know, the flexibility is already there. You start them very young. That's how. That's where the Asians are ahead of us. They start them very, very young.
That's right.
Yeah. So people are starting to wake up and go, okay, let's get in on the act. Teach me too.
Right. Now, for those who are just finding out about this event, can they still get a ticket or are they out?
Yes, they can still get a ticket. It is very limited, you know, quantities left. They just have to go to AmericanPoleFitness.com.
Mm-hmm.
AmericanPoleFitness.com, and we have tickets available. They're Ticketmaster ticket. You know, of course, they can't be mailed now. It will just be held at Will Call, the theater. And it's going to be at the Manhattan Center, which is a big, some people call it the Hammerstein Ballroom here. It's theater here on 34th Street on 8th Avenue, one block from Madison Square Garden. So it's very central. That's where it's taking place. And we do have, you know, quite a few number of people coming. And then we have a surprise after party. We just confirmed it today. So it's a big deal. We have the world champion coming to perform at the after party.
Wow. I mean, that is very interesting. And also, I don't know. I'm hearing rumors that you're gonna perform with you're gonna perform. I don't know. That's what I'm hearing right now.
Can we leave a little secret here and there? I'm not performing full blown, you know. But you know, something might happen up there that I can't talk about. You know, we need a little bit some. Let's not give away the cat. Let's leave a little some. You know.
I'm gonna wait for the surprise.
I
like surprises because you know, it's kind of blowing. You know, I like
good surprises.
So I'm really hoping. I'm hearing you're supposed to come out with somebody. So I'm gonna hope and see. You know, I'll wait and see.
Exactly, wait and see. Yeah, you never know what you're gonna see. That's the beauty of the sport. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun.
For my listeners, go to American Pole.
American Pole Fitness.
.com and
.com
for Chinchilla, and make sure you get pick up your pair of tickets. It's gonna be a great show. It's great. There's so many people that are attending. I don't know. There's rumors that I'm going to attend. I'm not even for sure, but definitely go pick up tickets if you don't already have it. You don't want to miss this event.
No, you don't.
And also, your album it's in stores, correct?
Yes, it's actually it's faster to get on iTunes. I mean, who buys physical CDs these days?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they're in stores, but we have a lot of more success in sale on iTunes. It's amazing, especially the song Shoeholic. The Shoeholic is taking a whole new meaning of its own. Its Facebook page is now forget it. It's now just past 40,000 people.
Wow.
Since we opened that page in March.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people waiting for the book that's going to be a spin-off of the music video.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine if I sold 40,000 units? Hello! That's a bestseller. So, you know, these are people waiting. They're waiting to find out about my shoe collection, how I maintain it, how I got it, you know, everything about everything to do with my shoe and the behind-the-scenes video of the successful music video went viral on YouTube. It's probably almost 1.5 million hits now,
right,
and under a year. So it's taking a life of its own. So we're going to develop a website for it. We already have the domain name. We just got to, you know, just want to get through this poll thing first, and then we're going to concentrate on that. The book is just about reaching. I have maybe 5 chapters left to tighten it up. It's done. Take a photo shoot of it, blah, 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 blah. It's ready to go, and it's coming out in spring. Because I also published my first magazine, which is coming out. It's already out, but all the guests at the poll fitness competition will have free copies. And in that magazine, there's a full-page ad of the book. Cross marketing.
That is fabulous. And the my listeners, you can.
And the Facebook page is facebook.com/shoeholics.
Mm-hmm. But they can also purchase a car. They can also buy your music from the show
iTunes,
website right here.
Amazon.
We affiliate with iTunes, so they can just go to the site and
they can go to tinuonline.com.
Right.
That's T for Tom, I N for Nancy, U for uniform, online.com, and click on the store and you'll see all the links to where you can get it.
That's right. And also go to iTunes and every music outlet, and make sure you pick up a copy of her song.
And the guests at the Pole Fitness events are going to have free albums to go.
So buy a ticket and just come get a free album
while you're there.
They definitely have to come. They definitely They're giving out your album. They're getting They might get to see Tanu perform and we're the best. We're her. You guys are definitely.
They got VIP bags, goodies.
We
got
more,
red carpet.
Think
about it as the Oscars of pole.
That's right. That's right.
You know, we're going to spoil our guests, so it's definitely worth it.
That's right. So make sure you guys definitely get your tickets. Make sure you pick up a copy of Tanu's latest project. It's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. And what else do you want my listeners to know about?
Get ready for the book. The book trailer is going to be unbelievable. It's going to be fun. You know, after the poll is finished, I'm going to stick my teeth into that book.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, you don't want your daughter to read my book. It's a tell-all of, everything's bared. It's all out. So if you have kids that you want them to remain holier than thou till they die, don't let them read that book. Yeah, it will corrupt them. First of all, you want to make sure you have a lot of money in your bank account, because that book will make them go and buy a lot of shoes. So read it at your own risk. It's a juicy book. Get ready. Very juicy.
And Harper Collins didn't give you a call? I am shocked. I'm going to give him a
call. Oh, no, darling. I've been through all that publisher. Please. The book business is just about to die like the music industry did. Let me tell you like it is. I'm the blondest person that you've ever met. Call me a bitch, I don't care what. But the fact is, the book industry will die just like the music industry. Because why? I almost signed a deal, okay, when the video went viral, blah, 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 blah. Okay, it was all like crazy. Ooh, what was going on? And someone slowed me down and said, wait a minute. You haven't, at that time, my Facebook page was just over 10,000 for the shoe book. And then I have my own personal music page. And then I have my own, you know, I have a lot of following. And they look at me and say, you're an idiot. Why would you sell your book and get only 8 to 10% where you can get 80%? You already have a following. You already have the money without having the money yet. So I had to sit down and think and go, wait a minute. At that time, the Facebook page was only 2 weeks, and I was already over 10,000 people. So now, a couple of months later, I'm now over 40,000 people. By the end of the year, you know, I'm probably going to get close to, I'm guessing 70. By the time I get the book out, I'll be looking at about 150,000. I mean, there's a people waiting for the book. So I just thought, you know what? I'm not giving my money away. So I'm going independent route.
That's right.
I already have my base.
Right.
Yeah. I have all the connection at the bookstores and whatnot, from Barney's to and the Barnes and Nobles to Borders. I know people all those places. So why am I giving my money away?
That's right.
Yeah. It is the way it is. Take control. Take charge of your life.
That's right. At the
I'm nobody's bitch.
This woman is a businesswoman. She's a rapper, singer, actress, model. She speaks 100 languages. This lady is bad. This is why you guys definitely have to come. This is why you gotta go look up. You wanna look out for her book. This is why you gotta go pick up a copy of her album. This lady,
be on Shoeholic stage. That's how you gonna know when the book hits. Facebook.com/Shoeholics, plural, with an S in the end. Shoeholics. That's how you're gonna know when the book comes out. That's right. That's where we're dropping it first.
That's right. So anyway,
it'll be on Amazon. It will be on iPad. That's right. iPad. You can get an iPad. It will be. You know, just about every book out there you can think of, it will be there. I mean, Shoeholics. Come on. Wow. How could anybody not want to get that book?
I can't wait till it comes out because I have to go. I'm going to get my. I'm going to copy myself. I definitely. Of course, I'm definitely.
By this time next year, we're going to be discussing every page.
No problem. No problem at all. No problem at all. We'll definitely be on here.
Thank you.
No problem. So, no, I'm not going to keep you. I know you're a busy woman, but I'll definitely see you Saturday. It would be a
lovely. I can't wait. Thank you so much for having me.
And no problem. And before you go, give your shout outs. I know you give your shout outs.
Oh, shout out to all my people who are going to spend a lot of that money on Saturday. I love you all. Bring in every coin, every note, everything counts. And, you know, enjoy the money now because what's the point in buying a fancy casket when you're no longer breathing?
Yeah.
That's right. Enjoy it now. Spend it.
Oh, my goodness. Make sure you guys check her websites out. Make sure you guys go out and support Chinua. She's a brilliant individual. Chinua, I love you so much. And I
love you too, dear. Thank you so much.
I'll see you soon.
Likewise. Thanks.
All right, you take care.
Bye.
tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counting. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together.
Thank you. barely breathing. Just pray to a God that I don't believe in. 'Cause I got time while she got freedom. 'Cause when her heart breaks, no, it don't break even. The best days in the summer, my worst. Don't break even.
Boy, I know the club goes at three. What's the chances of you rolling with me? How you know I'm looking for a five-star bitch out the bottom? I'm talking my whole guy be looking like he just stepped out of magazine. I'm talking this hoe gonna be something serious. I'm a top-notch nigga, I do grade A shit. I'ma keep it 100, I want a five-star bitch. Talking mouth game ears, they can ride that bitch. Shout it, walk like you talk like you know the shitty shit. You don't live with your mama, but you moved up out the hood. Couple years on your own, and you still doing good. You ain't fighting in the club, you ain't on that stupid shit. And what, he got money, you ain't on that group of shit. You see your money make it come, got your swag game together. Who you is, Louis, that you got your bad game together. Got a mean punk game and a six-shoe fetish. Say you love your lad, nigga, cause his head was too bad. Just a five-star bitch.
You can hate, but your girl steady watching. Bitch, you can't do it on the she popping. We bottle popping. You blocking. Told the girl you rap, but your CD flopping. Say you getting money, man. We ain't seen nothing. Nope. Your girl is persistent. She ain't stopping. Man, she say she wanna. I keep the beat by the pound. The truck stay funky. Y'all know we run the town. And I keep a bad chick around. Long hair, yellow, white, red, brown. And my Chevy sit on 24. Flat foot like flapjack. Pancake, you know. I'ma play the game how it goes. They can take me out the hood, but I'ma keep it hood, folks. And I don't need a scale for the work. I can eyeball, girl. I am not too jerk, girl. Hating on me and make your situation worse. You don't wanna take a ride in that long black hearse. All eyes on me, shout her, I'ma bomb first. I'm the truth, and they say the truth hurts. Hustle me, hard work, if you can't go to church. Man, this rap stuff is easy. Every beat I get, I murder. I'm a hood. I keep the by the pound. The truck stays funky, y'all know we run the town. And I keep a bad chick around. Long hair, yellow, white, red, brown. And my Chevy sit on 24. Flat foot like flapjack.
Never knew you felt like that, baby. Never knew you felt like that. Pleasure's all mine.
I think it's so cute how you use me whenever you want sex. I'm who you come see. I'm the one you call when your body on E. You need a refill, I'm who you come see. They give you 87, I give you 93. Premium, top of the line, straight D. Say it again in my ear,
class you a beast.
How can one this gutter be so sweet? Whatever you want, baby, it's my treat. All I want from you is to let me go deep. I'm on call for you 7 days a week. Sex on delivery, and so deep. So wet. Every time she want it, she send me a text. Do I want it tonight? Baby, yes. Between her legs, she is so blessed. She's the best thing in the bed that I've met. You need a good jewel, be my guest. Whatever you want, I'm at your request. Till I get to you, baby, I can't rest. All I can think about is feeling your sweat. Planning your hair and feeling your flesh. Watching you as you undress. I'm your goon, you my goonette. But I feel your hand in my box. Baby, it's 5 in the morning, you rubbing on eyes. I know if you wake him up, it's gonna be problems. I know you playing with what you want, so I won't stop it. Just let me open up my eyes so I can watch it. You want a dose of your medicine, you want to see the doctor. Gonna take them all so I can go and lock it. I call you mama, you call me papa. I want to make you tonight my baby mama. Spin like water, me no aroma. Come a little closer so I can put it on you. You my property, I'm your owner.
Oh. Life, all things would be alright. Treat her like a lady.